The man who knew better. A man once said to his wife, "I don't know what you find to do all day. You only have to tidy up, watch the baby, and cook a bite to eat. Oh, well, there's the cow and the pig to look after, and the butter to churn," said his wife. But her husband snorted, "Ha! That's nothing. I'm the only person in this house who does any work. Out in the fields, in the hot sun. I wish I was a housewife and could stay home all day." "Well, why not have a rest tomorrow?" said his wife, smiling sweetly. "I'll go and cut the corn, and you can do my few jobs around the house." The man grinned the smuggest of grins. "An excellent idea. Then I can show you how a house should be kept, and you'll realize how hard I work." So, next morning, before the sun was up, the wife had taken the scythe and gone into the fields to cut corn. "First, I'll churn some butter," said the man, and he filled the churn in the kitchen with fresh cream. Then he thought how good a mug of cider would taste. So he went down to the cellar, set a jug under the barrel, and turned on the tap. Suddenly he remembered the pig. Forgetting the cider, he raced upstairs again. Too late! The pig had wandered in through the open back door and tipped over the churn. He had to drive out the pig, wipe up the mess, and fill the churn all over again. The baby gurgled and crawled around his feet. Suddenly, he remembered the cider. Forgetting the baby, he raced downstairs again. Too late. Every drop of cider had emptied itself out across the cellar floor. He had to mop it all up and empty it onto the vegetable garden. "While I'm here," he thought, "I'll pick some vegetables for the soup." Suddenly, he remembered the baby. Forgetting the vegetables and the open gate, he raced indoors again. Too late. The baby had climbed up the milk churn and tipped it over. There was cream on the floor. There was cream on the baby. There was cream everywhere. He mopped it up and put the baby in the sun to dry. That was when he saw the cow looking all hungry and woebegone. "I must feed her, but I haven't time to take her up to the meadow," he thought. "I know. I'll put her up on the roof. There's plenty of grass on the thatch." Now the roof reached almost down to the ground. So with a bit of pushing and pulling, he managed to get the cow onto the roof. And once she was up, she was happy to eat the grass that grew on the thatch. Suddenly, he remembered the open gate. Forgetting the cow and the creamy baby, he raced down to the vegetable garden. Too late. The pig had got in already and eaten every vegetable in it. He had to drive her out and set about mending all the bean poles. Suddenly, he remembered the cow. Supposing she had fallen off the roof onto the baby while his back was turned. Dropping everything, he raced back to the house. But nope, the cow was still up on the roof, chewing on the grass. But to make her even safer, he tied a rope round her neck, dropped the end down the chimney, went down to the kitchen, and tied the other end of the rope round his waist. "That'll keep her safe while I make the soup," he thought, and set a cooking pot of water over the fire. Suddenly, the cow fell off the roof. Down went the cow on one end of the rope. Up went the man on the other end. He flew up the chimney like a squirrel up a tree and wedged near the top. Not long afterwards, his wife came home. "I'm back, dear. The corn's all cut. Where are you? Dear?" She found the baby sitting in the sun, all stiff and spiky where the cream had dried. She found the empty garden. She found the cow dangling from the roof. "Dear, dear, what has your father been doing?" she said to the baby as she cut the rope with her scythe. Down came the cow on her end of the rope with a bellow of indignation. Down came the husband on his end of the rope. splash, into the cooking pot. His wife found him sitting there with a carrot in his ear, wailing. Oh, what a day I've had! What a day! Never mind, said his wife. You may have better luck tomorrow. Although there's the washing to do and fresh bread to bake. Myself, I think I'll mow the top meadow tomorrow. Oh, no, you don't, cried her husband, leaping out of the cooking pot. I mean, I wouldn't dream of letting you do all that work. You stay home tomorrow. I'll mow the meadow. Very well, dear, said his wife, smiling to herself as she started to prepare dinner. Whatever you say.